Chapter 8. Now in those days, Judith heard about these things. She was the daughter of Merari, son of Buz, son of Joseph, son of Uzziel, son of Elkiah, son of Hananiah, son of Gideon, son of Rephaim, son of Ahitub, son of Eliah, son of Hilkiah, son of Eliab, son of Nathanael, son of Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai, son of Simeon, son of Israel. Her husband, Manasseh, who belonged to her tribe and family, had died during the time of the barley harvest. While he was in the field supervising those who bound the sheaves, he suffered sunstroke, and he took to his bed and died in his native city, Bethulia. So he was buried with his forefathers in the field between Dothan and Baalamon. The widow Judith remained 3 years and 4 months at home, where she set up a tent for herself on the roof of her house. She put sackcloth around her waist and dressed in widow's weeds. She fasted all the days of her widowhood, except Sabbath eves and the Sabbaths, and new moon's eves and the new moons, and the festivals and days of rejoicing of the house of Israel. She was shapely and very lovely to behold. Her husband Manasseh had left her gold and silver, male and female slaves, livestock, and fields, and she maintained this estate. No one spoke ill of her, for she feared God with great devotion. And Judith heard the harsh words which the people, discouraged by their lack of water, had spoken against the ruler. And she heard everything that Uzziah said to them in reply, and how he swore that he would surrender the city to the Assyrians at the end of 5 days. Therefore, she sent her maid, who was in charge of all she possessed, to summon Uzziah and Cabrus and Carmi, the elders of her city. When they came to her, she said to them,
"Listen to me, rulers of the people of Bethulia. What you have said to the people today is not right. You have even sworn and pronounced this oath between God and yourselves, promising to surrender the city to our enemies at the end of 5 days, unless the Lord turns to help us. Who are you then to have put God to the test today, setting yourselves up in the place of God in human affairs? It is the Lord Almighty whom you are putting to the test. Will you never learn anything? You cannot plumb the depths of the human heart or understand the workings of the human mind. How then do you expect to search out God who has made all these things, or to discern his mind, or to comprehend his plan? No, my brothers, do not anger the Lord our God, for if he does not choose to come to our aid within these 5 days, it is within his power to protect us at any time he pleases, or even to destroy us before the face of our enemies. It is not for you to make the Lord our God give surety for his plans. For God is not a man that he should be moved by threats, nor a son of man that he may be given an ultimatum. Therefore, while we wait for his salvation, let us call upon him to help us, and he will hear our voice if it is his good pleasure. For never in our generation, nor in these present days, has there arisen any tribe or clan or country or city of ours that worships gods made with hands, as was done in former days. It was for such conduct that our forefathers were handed over to the sword and to pillage, and fell with great catastrophe before our enemies. But since we acknowledge no other God but him, we hope that he will not disdain us or any of our people. For if we are taken, all Judah will be taken, and our sanctuary will be plundered, and God will make us pay for its profanation with our blood. For the slaughter of our kinsmen, and for the taking of exiles from the land, and for the desolation of our inheritance, all this he will bring upon our heads. Wherever we shall be enslaved among the nations, we shall be an offense and a reproach in the eyes of those who acquire us. For our enslavement will not be turned to our benefit, but the Lord our God will maintain it to our dishonor. Therefore, my brothers, let us set an example for our kinsmen, for their lives depend upon us. And the defense of the sanctuary, both the temple and the altar, rests upon us. In spite of all this, let us give thanks to the Lord our God for putting us to the test, as he did with our forefathers. Recall how he dealt with Abraham and how he tested Isaac, and everything that happened to Jacob in Paddan Aram while he was tending the flocks of Laban, his mother's brother. It was not for vengeance that the Lord tried them by fire to examine their hearts, nor has he done so with us. But the Lord scourges those who are close to him in order to admonish them.
Then Uzziah said to her,
"All that you have said was spoken from a true heart, and there is no one who can gainsay your words. Today is not the first time your wisdom has been evident, but from the beginning of your days all the people have recognized your understanding, for your heart's disposition is right. But the people were so tortured with thirst that they compelled us to speak to them as we did, and to bind ourselves by an oath that we cannot break. But since you are a God-fearing woman, pray for us, so that the Lord may send us rain to fill up our cisterns, lest we continue to grow even weaker."
Then Judith said to them,
"Listen to me. I am about to do something that will be passed down through all generations among the descendants of our race. Stand at the city gate tonight and let me go out with my maid. And within the days which you have promised to surrender the city to our enemies, the Lord will deliver Israel by my hand. Only do not inquire into what I am doing, for I will not tell you until my plan has been accomplished."
Uzziah and the ruler said to her,
"Go in peace, and may the Lord God go before you to take vengeance upon our enemies."
So they withdrew from the tent and returned to their posts.